Why are you running for State House Representative?
I'm running for State House because I believe that this district has done a great job of backing education and health care for the last 8 years. But I believe it's time that our focus goes to resource and transportation needs in this district. I will make sure that education and health care is well backed and do whatever I can as far as PERS-TERS issues and full and future funding for education. But I firmly believe that if we don't get resources and this transportation, and transportation being the lifeline of this district and Southeast, that we're going to continually lose people in these communities, and I want to see it grow again. I want to see us get things back under control. This is a resource state, and I want to see us take advantage of those resources.
How can the ferry system better address the needs of the towns you want to represent? And please talk about the IFA as well as the Marine Highway and the fast ferries.
I think all three systems are really an asset to Southeast and this district. The fast ferries were brought on, and I've talked to the captain of the Fairweather. I've talked to the first mate. I've talked to the pursers, and I've ridden it. Every time I've been to Sitka campaigning, I've been on that ferry, and I think it's a really great thing. Tourists that are on board and locals alike have all said the same thing. It's a really great ship to be on. As far as the Matanuska, the Malaspina, the Taku, the Columbia, all the mainliners, those are a necessity. We have to have them chugging along throughout Southeast. The scheduling is one thing that I think we need to look at. Scheduling has been talked about a lot lately, and there has been some things done with it, but I still think it's not quite correct. We have to work on making sure that these ships are successful in moving people around, but also remembering that the schedule needs to make more stops. And what I mean by that is the Lakani, for example, makes a lot of runs, and it might go out every 2 weeks to Pelican and back, and it is a day ship, but I think it could be better used if it was going from Juneau to Huna, Angoon, Sitka, layover, and then reverse trip. You're getting more people moved. You're getting medical services used over in Sitka by the people of the smaller communities. And another thing is when you get to Juneau on a ship, there should be another ship there waiting to get you back through the rest of Southeast without having to lay over, wait for another ship. That all takes time, and it's costly for people to have to stick around and wait for another boat. So I do think scheduling needs to be looked at. And as for the IFA, you know, it needs more promotion. It needs to be used more. It can be, and it's something that we have that is an asset for Petersburg and Wrangell and Kaufman Cove. I think we need to really work at keeping that and keep it funded, and hopefully it'll get ridership. I think we're moving in the right direction. We're doing more maintenance and paving out for Midcoff Highway. And, you know, those are things that are moving us forward. Anything that we lose, like the IFA, if we were to lose that northern run or the Fairweather or any ships, is us moving backwards as a district, and we have to stop moving backwards. We need to continue to move forward. I feel like we are in a rut, and we need to get out of that and start moving with the rest of the state as Southeast.
How do you stand on ballot measure 4?
Well, in my personal opinion, when I go and vote on ballot measure 4, I am going to vote no. And to my understanding of what that measure is that it's going against Pebble Mine, which is pit mining up by Bristol Bay. Now, as a commercial fisherman, you're probably thinking you're going to vote no on a Clean Water Act that could potentially harm future fisheries and current fisheries. It's not the case at all. Commercial fishing is probably, well, right now, actually, for this district and Bristol Bay, it is the most important thing that we have for our economics in these communities. And I will do everything I can to protect it and promote commercial fishing and fund things such as fishing games so that we don't lose fisheries and make sure that the men and women that are participating in the fisheries have the tools they need to make sure they can get the product home safely and get the fish tax and whatnot back to these communities. I believe that Measure 4 is a blanket over already well-run, successful mines throughout Southeast and our district. And I think this is a blanket that will hinder their performance and slow them down. And again, in this district and southeast, all over Alaska as far as mining is concerned, it is something that really we need to make sure that we don't go backwards and lose it like we did with logging. I think that the measure is poorly written. I think that there's many writers on it. And to my understanding, as I've read it, I don't really agree with it. And there's a lot of questions about it. There shouldn't be so many people going around and asking, now, what is this measure? Because I get a lot of questions on, what does this measure really mean? And I say, you know, we need to take the time to sit down and read this measure because it is important and it can potentially, in my opinion, hinder other well-organized mines in the area. And if people don't have a good understanding, then to me, it needs to be looked at and really brought up in the communities of what these things are so that we don't potentially hurt something that is so needed in these districts.
What are some of your thoughts regarding high energy costs for Southeast Alaskans?
High energy cost is something that I don't think most of us saw coming, if any of us. We are in a very unique situation in Alaska right now because of this windfall of money. And fortunately, this windfall of money did come from energy, so I believe that we need to put this money, a portion of it anyway, back into energy. The whole nation is in trouble right now, and everybody has a real problem with energy costs. I believe that this state is in a situation, and I think giving money, I would call it a bonus. I don't think it's really a solution to the problem, but it gets people moving. Certainly a family of five is going to benefit, maybe be able to work towards having a new furnace put in that is electric and things such as this. In my opinion, I believe that it's more or less a bonus on the dividend. It's not going to solve the future energy problem. What I'd like to see done is look at different grant services to where we can go to the state and say, these are the different things that I want to do as far as reheat my home, do windows, whatever is going to make your home more energy efficient. And then have the state pay you first, and then you can go back and repay them through low interest or no interest loans. I think that's something that needs to be looked at. We are in a position as a state to really help out Alaskans, and It's a wonderful situation to be in as long as we can get together and find something that is going to help every one of us. I think the energy problem goes further than just heating our homes. As I have pointed out before, our commercial fishing fleet is in this community and in Petersburg and in Sitka is one of the largest employers, is one of the largest economic bases in our community. And we need to make sure that those boats are powered as well. And if we have any kind of grant service that we can try to buy low cost, well, that's not worded right, but energy efficient engines that we can put in our boats so that we can get out there and get the product and get it back to town. Anything that we can do in that manner as well. We had a big grant program going so that we can have a better product as far as salmon. We could redo our refrigerations. We could do a lot of different things through the state. And I think that now we need to get together and do another grant program so that we can actually get out and efficiently catch the product.
What else do you want to tell the public about yourself?
I just want the public to know that I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. It's something that I'm looking at as a citizen of these communities and living here my life, and I just really think that we need to start looking at moving in a different direction. It's so important that we take care of our resources, and the transportation issue just really needs to be worked on. I want to be the person standing up for us and really advocating and pointing out the things that we have as far as the talents in these districts. I don't feel like we're being heard in Juneau, and I really feel like I can get people to turn their heads and listen. The more we work together, the more we get people together, the more we push for Southeast, the better off we're going to be. We're constantly declining in populations, and it bothers me. I want to see us get stable and move forward. Diversity. I want to see more diversity in these communities.